Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Hello and welcome to the Second Chance podcast. I'm Raphael Rowe, your host. This podcast series explores the theme of second chance. We raise questions about who deserves a second chance, who decides who gets a second chance, and what a second chance actually means. We speak to people from all walks of life about their experiences, including those who have been given a second chance and some who you might believe are beyond deserving a second chance. Now, for many of you who have been following this podcast since we've created it, you will be delighted to hear that the podcast is not only going to be an audio version, but we're introducing a video version. Your demand for a video version has driven us to create one. Now, I've got in the studio with me today my videographer, and I've got my podcast producer, Kim. And I just want to have a little conversation with them about what it means. Both of them are kind of saying, no, Raph, don't introduce us. But the important thing is that you can't make a video version of the podcast without people doing it. Kabir, who is my videographer, is terrified to take part in this conversation. But I'm going to bring you in straight away, Kabir, because there is an art to creating videos for YouTube, right? You've been watching a lot of YouTube channels that are successful in creating podcast versions. What does it involve making a video version of a podcast? What does it involve for you?
So you've got to have an end goal, a start, a middle, and an end. Plan your shots, plan your lighting, have your guests, have your host, have your team, and cut and chop.
Once you've captured the content, right? So we've sat down, we've done a few video interviews now in a studio. The guests have come in. They don't know what we're doing, what we're up to, what the questions are. They just participate because they're a guest. But you have to capture that video, right? And then you have to take it back to the comfort of your home or studio. And then you have to edit it. You have to color it. You have to light it. So people need to know that you don't just upload these things onto YouTube and say, look, watch this. What we're trying to do is be a little bit more stylish, a little bit more professional. So people get not just good content from the interviewee, which is really important, but the pictures tell the story just as much as the audio.
Yeah, I totally agree. It's a process. It's a very fun process once you get all the footage and you put your creative element and your flair to it.
What's the challenges?
Lighting conditions can be a little bit of a situation. Transcribing files, should I say, if they're recorded online and the lips don't match, so the syncing. So other than that, it's smooth sailing.
It's never smooth sailing, Kabir. It's never smooth sailing. Just one other question, right? Because audio, when people listen to this podcast, which is what they're doing right now, they take away from it what they want to take away from it. You're a videographer, right? You've been doing that for a while. You're still learning your trade, I get that, but you've been doing it for a while. What does a video version of a podcast offer that an audio version doesn't?
You get to see the real element, the body language, the feeling, the facial expressions. You feel the presence, the emotion, and most of all, you feel like you're in the same room as the podcast, as it's being filmed.
Are in the same room. Kim has been on the podcast with me for a few months now, helping me kind of book guests and do all the stuff that needs to be done. She's sitting there looking really scared at the moment of what my next question is going to be. Kim, why are we putting together this video version? I mean, I know that the audience have been saying, oh, can we see the guest? And it's not just videoing the guest, because everything costs, right? Everything costs money. You can't just bring people in like a beer in yourself to just do this because you love it. You've got to also pay rent and all that. And that's the side people don't often get to see. So as much as we would love to give them as much video versions of the interviews that we do, everything costs, takes time, requires a lot of effort to book guests in studios. What's been the biggest challenge getting this audio video off the ground?
What's been the biggest challenge? Well, right now, honestly, we're looking for a sponsor for the podcast to enable us to elevate and grow globally. And the video version brings it to life. People often don't hear what you can see, you know, the little looks. So when you see a video, I know from the amount of podcasts, especially because of COVID and lockdown, we are all craving to be with people again. And sometimes, because of social distancing, people choose to still socially distance away from people. But with a podcast, and you can listen to it, and also you can watch it when you're in the bath or watch it when you're, you know, playing with the kids.
Doesn't that make it more challenging to enjoy? Because when you're listening to it, you can listen when you're walking, you can listen when you're on the train. I know you can sometimes look at your phone and watch it in the same way, but it's easier to listen to a podcast because you're listening to what someone's telling you than what it is to watch, because now you're not just on the train kind of looking into the sky, you're now looking at your screen and listening to the person. What does it offer that audio doesn't offer? I mean, you've said that, you know, people can watch the little things. Kabir said people can watch the little things, that the characteristics of the guest, and you can, you know, see more of their personality through their mannerisms than what you can when you just hear their voice. But I've never done a video version, and didn't start this wanting to do a video version, because it was about people's stories, not what they looked like, not how they behaved. And that's deliberately what a podcast, in my view, is designed to do. It cuts out the judgment that you will make of somebody because of the way they dress, because of they look. Are they pretty? Are they ugly? Are they big? Are they small? You know, their appearance characterizes them straight away. When you just listen to what they have to say, you pay more attention. All of a sudden, we've gone over to, I wouldn't say the dark side, but now we're giving people the second version of those individuals. Should that matter? I don't know.
Well, on that note about judgment, I feel people nowadays are far too judgmental because of headlines, because of the media, and because of what they put out there. But when you listen to Second Chance, you really get to understand, and me sitting in on interviews over the past 3 months, I have got to change my mind about certain individuals who, because of what I've seen or heard about them before, I remember there was a certain professional footballer who I asked my dad about, and he was like, oh, KC, he's trouble. But then when I heard about his story, his upbringing, his relationship with his dad, it completely changed my mind, and I see him in a completely different light now.
Right, and that's one of our guests who's going to be on the show in the not-too-distant future. It's a really good point, actually, because I've just talked about the opposite effect of having, you know, somebody on that you can see, and now it's going to change your perception of them, as opposed to when you just hear them telling their story, which you can sort of be sucked up into straight away. But you've given the opposite, that actually you took away from that particular interview with that individual a different perception of them, where you've always, by meeting them, seeing them, and not just hearing their story.
It changes your mind on people, because I think sometimes, especially in life right now, I really feel for the young people of the pressure of social media and having to live up to expectations that aren't necessarily real. We know social media puts out a different external validation, but until you give yourself that internal validation, and you always say about you have to be responsible for your life, you have to own your story. and by interviewing people from all walks of life, not just talent and, you know, people you see in the public eye, but the most intriguing, interesting people are probably the people sat next to you on the train or the bus, or somebody you see every day, don't necessarily strike up a conversation with, but for you bringing people into the studio and opening up the video version and visual aspect of that, you really get to see a different take on life that you wouldn't normally, you know, in Hollywood world.
Isn't one of the biggest challenges when you talk about ordinary people is people just want to see celebrities. They only want to hear from people that are already in the public eye, because they want to find out more about those individuals, even if they've seen a million interviews with those people. Whereas what we're trying to do, and have always tried to do, is to find a balance. Yeah, of course, we're going to interview some celebrities who have got interesting stories to tell, not just get them on the show because they're a celebrity or high profile individual, but because they themselves have been on a particular journey. But more importantly, it's those ordinary people that you just talked about that sit on the train, that you sit next to, that you look out, or you look at and you think, who is this? What is this person? What have they done? You look at them because of how they look, or because they look stressed, or because they're on their phone, or whatever it is. And you make a judgment without knowing anything about them. And the important thing for Second Chance is having guests on who are just like those people, whose stories are incredible for different reasons.
And going back to your question, do we just want the celebrities on? No. Of course, they in their own right have worked really hard, but then so has Joe Bloggs down the street and, you know, a Helen or a Karen or whoever it may be.
A Billy or a Bob.
Exactly. Billy Bobby Boo. But it's in terms of the direction of where we're headed right now, bringing it to the present 2023. We need the storytellers and we need the healers to come through, because the celebrities is smoke and mirrors, as you know, I'm sure. It's not as glamorous as it looks. And I don't think people are truly happy with the world that we, as you know, as humans, without going too deep into it, it's not the answer. And with Second Chance, you open up the communication. You know, ask questions. It's always, you get better answers when you ask better questions. But yeah, it's just allowing the space to have those new conversations and just to spark up somebody from across the world that you could have a Riverside call with or a Zoom call, or have someone new in the studio that is ready to share their story that might inspire you to think and change your mind.
It's a good boy. Kabir, anything else? No, he's sitting there shaking his head. Kabir's a bit shy, even though this is just an audio version. He's being very shy. But look, we are moving from an audio to an audio video podcast. And the reason for this conversation is to let you know why on this occasion we don't have a guest, and the reason why we are changing from an audio to an audio video. So join us on YouTube, Second Chance Podcast, with me, your host, Raphael Rowe. See you there. Audio editing is by Audio Avalanche. The original music is by J. Rowe Productions. The cover design work is by Studio Minerva. Our social media creator is Sophie Warner. This episode was produced by Kim Collicott at Second Chance Podcast and me, your host, Raphael Rowe.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.